Charlie 8 Delta Golf on 26.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Jim. How are things this morning?
Oh, experimenting again with your Elmwood receiver. How are things over there? And question, what is this one linked to?
This one's on the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network, so it's on the same network as 1-9. It's just the Traverse City repeater that's linked in full-time. The receiver at the Munson location is kind of, it's a little degraded, mainly because it's got a variable frequency drive exhaust fan about 5 to 6 feet away from the antenna, and when that fan kicks on, which is about 90% of the time, it makes it a little difficult when you're, if your receive is one bar less than full, good luck hearing it, or good luck having anyone hear you through it. It's kind of unfortunate.
Okay, I think that's what I described to you in the email report from this weekend. But, yeah, it is interesting. Now I'm hearing myself over on the link, but with a, I'm going to say a 200 millisecond delay.
And that makes sense. It's going to be a little bit more of latency through that receiver because it's kind of, because of the way the chain is. So the receiver, instead of connecting straight to the hub like most of the repeaters do, so it's only making two jumps, like it would go from the repeater that you're listening to and then, or the repeater you're going into goes to the hub and then out to the other repeaters that you're listening to. The receiver is going from that receive site to Munson and then from Munson to the hub, so there's an extra hop in there that's adding a little bit more latency.
Okay, I shifted over to the Petoskey receive site. Yeah, interesting, it's kind of similar to, not exactly, but Fusion, the Fusion radios have that same 200 millisecond delay.
Yeah, and depending on what room you're connected to on WiresX, it's either more or less than 200 milliseconds. Sometimes I've observed over 1 second of latency with that sometimes.
All right, well, interesting, but I'm glad I experimented there this weekend, and my only problem was receiving the signal from the Traverse City transmitter site. That took me a little bit of effort.
Okay, yeah, it's only 100 watts, and the receive, I think that Elmwood receiver is up just, elevation-wise, it's up a little bit higher, but it's on the north side of the hill. It's at my parents' place, so it doesn't have any coverage to the south, but it's got coverage to the north. So when I go to Petoskey tomorrow, I'll see how that improves my coverage along 31, because I know that it would get kind of iffy sometimes on the main receiver.
All right, sir. Hey, sounds like a good test. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. We'll put the radio on scan. Good to talk to you, sir.
Have a good one, Mr. Jim. And 8 DMH mobile.
And 8 DMH, KCAVSU.
Hey, good morning, Toby.
Good morning. Well, I think this improvement I made moving the scanner from a little bit far to where I can see it better is working out nice now. I have to his look now. Now that I got the bigger, the new antenna off.
I forgot you got that window antenna. Did you position that antenna horizontal or vertical?
Horizontal. I've got going like sideways there. I thought that would be a better idea than doing it straight up and down because I don't think I get very much good reception, and a lot of the Yankee-type antennas are horizontal, so I did it that way.
Well, most of what you're going to be receiving is going to have vertical polarization, so if you have any receive issues, you may want to try putting it vertical, specifically for the road commissions once you get those loaded in there.
Yeah, and I'm debating. I'm still debating. I still got the DRE. I just need to find software for it and get that all up. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I might do two scanners. One with utilities and road commissions and stuff like that. Take the other one, just make that a straight 800 scanner. I don't know yet for sure. I'm still debating on that one. I'm looking at a couple of them out there and stuff I'm thinking about, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I understood there. Is that like three? Oh, shoot. I forget the GRE numbers, but they're like those Radio Shack scanners, and I think it's also almost the same as my old Whistler 1050 or 1065. I think it's a 1065.
I think it's a PRE 5 or 600. I forget. I know one's a handheld and one's the base scanner.
Okay, yeah, right on. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. It looks exactly like my old Whistler that I had. It was the 1065, and it's also like the Radio Shack Pro 106, the older Radio Shack 800 trunking scanners. They look about the same.
Exactly. GRE made the Radio Shack one, so yeah. Yep, you're right on that. I'm not sure, though. That one's sitting out in the other room. I turn it on while I'm out there sometimes if something big's going on. But I don't know yet. I'm debating if I want to run two scanners. I'll probably drive myself out of my shack with all that.
That's why I just use my my Munson receive stack. I just pull up the web app on the computer or on my phone, and whatever I feel like listening to, I just put it in the scan list, and if I get tired of hearing something, I just press the lockout button, and it locks it out for that session, and then when I reload the app, it'll put it back, but that's pretty much how I do it. I'll put all the counties that I usually listen to, and then when I get annoyed with something, I just press the lockout button on whatever it is.
And basically, that's what I'm doing. I'll see it come up. If I don't know it and it doesn't sound familiar, it gets locked out automatically by me. I'll just sit here and lock it out. I'll put it on hold and lock it out, because I get a lot of sometimes other things, because basically I'm listening to his Antrim Sheriff, Kalkaska Sheriff, and Leelanau Sheriff. But then I listen to Grand Traverse Central Dispatch, Fire Grounds, EMS, Road Commission, you know. I listen to all four fire dispatches, just something to do, you know. And then I've got DNR Fire on here, DNR RAP, report all poaching things, and some of the local talk groups they use. I usually lock out the campground frequencies because they just yap a little much, and I don't need to know everything going on.
Understood there. Ooh, it's a little icy today. And I think Onaway State Park got finally went over to 800 for just their park, like the state park operations, and we've got an inject point up there too, so I can scan that too if I want to, not that I usually do. It just depends. If I'm up that way, I will, but I usually don't, and it was a new talk group that got added, and of course it put it in the list because it's a new talk group, and whenever I hear something new, it'll throw it at you, and if you don't like it, you just press lock out. And I heard it, and I was like, what the heck is that? Because they don't use call signs or like any numbers or anything, unit numbers or anything like that. They just call people by name, and I had no idea what the heck I was listening to.
Oh, I know. It's crazy with the way some of them are, like when you, like, special event channels, like SEV channels, or the state, event groups, you know, like when we do Pal Antrim, stuff like that, we don't have calls, and, you know, you're like, okay, and, sometimes you have to, and it's like, I wonder if they'll use it for the VASA this weekend, if they'll get a state event channel or not. That'll be interesting to listen to next.
I used to have interest in listening to that stuff, but it got so annoying that I just locked all the event channels out, because, quite frankly, I don't really care. unless the event is, you know, something of interest, like when it's Cherry Fest, I'll usually listen to those event talk groups, but most of the other stuff, it just gets kind of annoying. So, all right, Toby, I'm going to let you go. I'm just about to pull into the shop.
And I'll agree with you on all that, too. It's like Torch Fest. I'll listen to that when I'm home, you know, because sometimes I'll hear some. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Talk to you later, or NADMH, DCBSU, 73.
WGAW.
KCHCSU. KCHCSU, North Michigan Link.
KFAENF.
W8REJ Mobile. W8REJ W. Well, you're a little garbled there. I can't make out your call, but this is W8REJ. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry there, fella. Signal is okay. It's kind of okay, but there's so much noise and scratch I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Yeah, no worries there. Kilo Oxide Uniform. Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm in Interlaken, heading towards Frankfurt, and I don't know where your location might be, but I think it's maybe the distance or the power. Yep. Nope, sorry, you're not making it into the repeater. Thank you. W8REJ. Sorry. That's all good.
KF8 ENF. KF8 ENF.
KV7OLD, can somebody give me a radio check, please?
You're calling your loudspeaker.
Please say again.
November 8th, Yankee Sierra Sierra. If you remember the Warner Brothers cartoon character, Yosemite Sam,
November 8th, Yosemite SAM. Name is John, Juliet Ocean November. I'm in Grayling monitoring you on the mighty 700.
Okay, thank you very much. Put in a new radio and still working out the bugs. Appreciate you coming back. KB7OLV, Ted. There.
So where are you at and what repeater are you using to get into the Northern Michigan system?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm using the WAT, out of Mackinac City. I'm up in St. Ignace.
Okay, that's the 511?
Correct.
Ah, okay, yeah, it seems to have a halfway decent footprint up there. I'm not too sure where exactly is that. I knew at one time it was on the Coast Guard cutter Mackinac, but I heard they had to move it.
Yeah, that's a shame. Here's the Mackinac company too, but then again, they shut down during the winter months, so nobody up there to work on it.
Yeah, and I'm a repeater trustee here in Grayling. I know finding a location is extremely difficult.
It is. Well, it's a shame because the Mackinac has all those nice masts on it. So, but at least they didn't turn her into scrap iron.
You said they were going to turn it into scrap iron?
Oh, they threatened the time they wanted to decommission her. They threatened that they were going to take it and cut it up. But luckily Mackinac got her, and she's pretty. She's a mighty old babe.
Yeah, my wife and I toured it last summer. Summer, spring, I can't remember exactly. It was last year. But thoroughly enjoyed the trip. It was very enjoyable. Of course, we always like to go there and go to Darrow's.
Yeah, I was actually stationed on the Biscayne Bay when she was running. And boy, could she break ice. Whenever she was around, we didn't have to go out. It was nice. But she was old. Matter of fact, I got a picture reset. I got a picture
there. He retired quite a while ago. He's in his 80s.
Yeah. He always impressed. And I served on the Polar Sea out in Seattle. But she always impressed me.
Yeah, Seattle, I don't think you get much ice out there, would you?
No, you didn't get much ice in Seattle, but we went north up into up above Alaska and went south down to Antarctica. We found ice there.
Remote already in this mode.
Well, I imagine you get some ice up in Alaska, too.
There's Anything north of Guarantee, actually in the inlet. But yeah, you get a lot of ice up there. It was really fun to be on that ship.
Why is that?
Well, I got on in Thule, Greenland, and we went through the Northwest Passage from east to west. Had to go down to Antarctica and spend some time in Australia and all along the west side of South America. It was very interesting.
That must have taken quite a while.
Yeah, well, we went through the Northwest Passage. It was about a month and a half. When we went down to Antarctica, we were gone for about 3 months. A lot of time spent away from the family, but like I said, it was an experience that I'll never forget.
What, did you have a family there then? Any YSS?
Yes, I did. I was married and had a small child. She was born while I was out in Seattle. It was rough on the family, but like I said, it's an experience to always remember.
What did you do on the cutter?
I was a quartermaster, handled the navigation, actually made it up to E5 on that boat, and cut my teeth as a quartermaster on that one.
Okay. Yeah, my friend was a radio operator. I know he was Vietnam era, and I don't know when he retired. He got moved to the Coast Guard Air Station, and he retired from there. I think he was there for a while. Not sure how long.
No. Like I said, 3, 9, 4, 0, 8,
I heard his wife just passed away this last fall. He wasn't doing real well, and I've been trying to get a hold of him.
So that was a little bit before my time. I went in 83 and got out in 98. Heck, now, though, the Coast Guard doesn't even have quartermasters. They're all bosun mates.
Really? Well, I was in a quartermaster of duty, not a rank?
Yes, that's correct. Quartermaster was my duties, what I performed. But the Coast Guard had a habit of merging two job descriptions a lot. They did it for... Actually, they did it for quartermasters, we said. I was actually, they combined signalmen and quartermasters together, and then they got rid of the rate of quartermaster, and if you wanted to stay in, you became a bosun mate.
That sounds rather interesting how they would do that. I know the government's been trying to consolidate various things and so forth, but it just seems like that's a bit mixing two different jobs that don't have a whole lot to do with each other. I don't know all the details.
Well, there was a lot of similarities between both mate and quartermasters. We both navigated ships and drove ships, and we did all the bang on the bridge deck. And also, I mean, it gave quartermasters a lot more land opportunity, which they really didn't have otherwise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can imagine they changed things around. Anyway, I've got some things I've got to do around here. You have a spare room, and I painted this room and everything there. But I moved everything out of the closet. It's all over the place, and I need to try to get things more in order. And it is, because right now everything that was in the closet is out of the closet. So that's our guest room, so it's not like I need it, so I just need it right now.
Yeah, I hear ya. Well, I'm at my QTH. I gotta get inside. My dogs are out there barking at me. What was your call again?
November 8th, Yankees. Sierra, go ahead and give me your call. And I'm John Julios from November. By the way, with the call sign, if you remember the Warner Brothers cartoon character, November 8th, Yosemite Sam. Yosemite Sam, November 8th, Yosemite Sam. That usually helps folks out.
Okay. My guy is John. Well, mine is Kilo Bravo 7, Oscar Lima Delta, Old Man Up North. And if you hear me on, give me a shout. I'll do the same. So 73 is KB7OLD. I'll be clear in your final.
Thank you very much for the cue. So, yes, I do occasionally get on. Sometimes I'm on this repeater. Sometimes I'm on the West Michigan Fusion. I just have to be in my office right now. I was doing a few things here, some paperwork. Believe it or not, I'm still working, but I'm semi-retired. And sometimes I'm on the road. So thank you very much. Have a good one. Take care. Stay warm. NYSS.
KB9NN mobile monitoring.
KFA ENF. Hey Bentley, how's it going? I didn't hear you. Hey Drake, how have you been?
Oh, not bad. Got home not too long ago, so. Not a bad thing. Yep, it's today was upgrading a computer at a power company. They use the state system for their communications, and the computer they had was so old that we couldn't run the new software on it, so I programmed up the new machine, and we're in there, and got the software going, so that was today, and then tomorrow is back to Petoskey.
Man, you really burn up the miles on the roads up here. I have a Pi-Star hotspot question for you, if you would indulge me.
Go for it.
All right, as you know, I have my hotspot configured for DMR, and I'm using it right now, as a matter of fact, and it's been great. Thanks again for all the help that you offered me on getting it up and running and fixing some of my errors. But I also have it set up to do D-Star, and I've got my Shack radio, which is an Icon 5100, connected up to my hotspot on D-Star reflectors, and I don't get anything on it. I'm kind of wondering if I can't have both of them connected at the same time and expect them to work. Is that the problem, you think?
Have them both connected or linked to something at the same time. That's not a problem. Of course, whatever mode comes up first is the one that's going to stick with. So if there's something going on both of those, the DMR and the D-Star reflector at the same time, whatever one came first is going to win and stick with it for a while until the timer times out. But, yeah, you should be, you're saying you've just been monitoring it. What reflector do you have it connected to?
Well, I've tried several, thinking that, you know, it just may not be that popular of a service and there aren't that many people on it, but, you know, some of them are reflectors to linked repeater systems where I would expect to hear some activity. And I did the echo test, and that works just fine. So I think I'm getting in and back out, but maybe it's just that there isn't any traffic on these reflectors. I don't know.
I've got my radio on 24 alpha, so if you pop over to reflector 24A, I can meet you there and we can try it.
Oh, very cool. Stand by.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 1. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 2. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 5, 4, 7, 5, 1. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 5, 6, 7, 2. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 8, 4, 0. Connection failed. Remote already in this mode. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 4. Connection failed. Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Connected to Node 6, 8, 4, 4, 3. Node 6, 8, 4, 4, 3. Disconnected. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 7. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 3. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 7. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 3. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0.
Good evening, everybody. It's time for the Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC, Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSUZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Terrelyn Amateur Radio Club Mesh Net using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Terrelyn Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After the last station is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake and ADUH.
Bob, KB8-SCJ. Mark, KC8-ZAP.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Delta morning, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-ray.
Scott, WX1J.
8-D-O-Y.
Gene, KF8-E-Y-U.
All right, well, we didn't have the record doubles we had last week, but we did. We have a few. So far, I have Drake NADMH. I've got Bob KB8SBJ, Mark KC8ZAP, Christopher KF8DMK, Kevin KF8AGY, Tony KE8SBZ, Brad, I call something got stepped on. I think I've got Jeff NADX, Scott Drexlin J, Gene KF8EYU. Anybody else? We just had two doubles there. Try again. Those two stations, you stepped on each other.
This is Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie.
Amity and Mike, I got you in there. Anybody else? All right, let's go to the top of the list with Drake. Drake, can I DMH? Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Drake, DMH, only messages I have is the Munson VHF repeater has a remote receiver on PL107.2. It's in the Elmwood Township area to cover the northern part of of its coverage area. Still figuring out its overall coverage and hopefully going to get the voter going soon on that. An 8DMH. Also, we're at 5 Mile in Hammond. Okay. And that's all the traffic I have.
All right, Drake, that's outstanding. Keep us posted on that. Let's go to Bob, KB8SEJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SEJ, located in Nelson Street, Benzie County, and no traffic.
Mark, KC8ZAP, mark your location, any messages to pass? Mark, you're barely getting in there. Frying a lot of bacon on this one. Maybe change your location. Let's go to Christopher, KF8DNK. Christopher, your location, any messages to pass? Christopher, 2.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over on the west end of Spider Lake. Has no traffic. Back to the control.
Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu. Witnessed a storm coming through the area this morning. Leaving the, first of all, I'm located Sunny Lake, and this morning I saw a storm coming through the area. I became mobile, heading out toward the Rapid City area, and saw a shelf cloud about, it looked like the shelf cloud almost looked like it was east and west, going down Supply Road, and when I got out toward Rapid City, there was visible lightning, thunder, and some really strange-looking clouds that I photographed and will be bringing a few in to the meeting tomorrow night. With that, I'll give it back to Net Control. This is KE8SBZ.
And with that, there'll be some Skywarn and NOAA weather training coming up this spring. Let's go to Brad, N8JXQ. Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Brad, N8JXQ in East Traverse City. No traffic.
Jeff, N8EX. Jeff, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Jeff. I'm in Merrillfield, Anchorage. 16 degrees, clear skies, and a beautiful view of Denali. No other messages. And ADX.
We're finally warmer than Alaska. Can't believe it. Let's go to Scott, WF1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. I am in Traverse City on Washington Street with no traffic to pass. Back to Net from WX1J.
Gene, KF8EYU. Gene, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Gene, KF8EYU, over in Grand, and no traffic tonight, Glenn.
Amity, KE8ZOY. Amity, your location, any messages to pass?
Hi, this is Amity, KE8ZOY, in my basement on the Leland off side of Davis Lake. And the storm that Tony was talking about was in Leland off Tony this morning and left a lot of hailing and left a lot of slush on the track. The traffic has slowed down to the path. The EACO like the message.
And let's go to Mike, K8 through the VTC. Mike, your location, any messages passed?
Under control, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. No traffic for me down here in Royal Oak. Back to net.
Anybody want to check in, Mike? Nothing heard, just a few reminders. We will have a project night tomorrow, Tuesday evening. That will be my last one before I go on vacation for 3 weeks. There will be community project nights every Tuesday, and Kevin will be letting folks into the building. At noon today I heard lightning, and it just poured on me. So the weather's, it's Michigan. The weather's going to be weird. So I think we may have a very busy Skywarn year this year. All right, I do have a digital message. This is a short one, just with a quick notice of my vacation schedule. So should anybody ask? Stand by for digital traffic. This is KTTC. Digital traffic is as follows. Message, please check in. This is KGTT and a message.
Great, KDMH, we got it.
Mark, KCHZAT, full copy.
Kevin, KF8AGY, full copy.
Tony, KENSCC, full copy.
ETC, full copy.
I count six. We're getting very, very reliable at this. I think, given the weird weather, we need to be using the skill, so hang on there. All right, everybody, thank you very much for checking in. It's always good to stay prepared and practice our emergency communication skills. This is KGTC. I'm going to turn the net over to the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. Cherryland, take it away.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Monday evening social hour net. MeshNet is hosted by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club, and all licensed amateurs are welcome to participate in the MeshNet. This is WX1J. My name is Cut, and I'll be the net control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. I remind everybody that tomorrow morning is breakfast with Hams at J&S Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield, 9 a.m., and everybody's welcome. Tomorrow night is the project night, and it's at 5123 North Royal Drive. It starts at 7 p.m., and all members are welcome to attend. I think that's about it for other announcements. We'll get to them as we can. The topic for tonight, should you wish to enjoy that, is the amateur radio service is known for bringing many innovations to the mainstream of electronics. In what year was the first amateur radio satellite placed in orbit, and which nation did it? That's our schedule for this evening. We check in three groups. First, time-constrained short-time stations. Second is Echo All-Star, and third is General Check-Ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You can give me your call sign and your first name. I'll acknowledge the station I heard, and we'll move on to the next one. This is W8TCM, Net Control, for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins this evening for short-time constrained stations. First short-time station, please check in now.
Whiskey Baker 8. Whiskey India Victoria, Tommy Cadillac.
Tom, you're first on the list, heading us off. Let's go to the next check-in, please.
Drake, NADMH, short time.
Drake, you're in. Next short time check-in.
WGBYU,
short time. I got Gene, KFADYU, and there was someone else in there, please.
WAVPC, short time.
Mike, you are in. Next short time check-in, please. Awesome. Hearing none, we'll go to the top of the list. Tom in Cadillac, WB8WIV. Please go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Mr. Drake.
Target Scott, and thanks for taking the tonight's WATCM, WAWRIV. Well, I don't know about the satellite, first one is AMSAT, but probably in the 1970s, I'm going to guess, but I don't know who launched it. No idea. Anyhow, there is a good chance that Carol and I will be coming to Breakfast with Hams tomorrow. If I'm not working, we will be up. So look for us. If you don't see us there, then you know that I'm working. That's on the plate. So hopefully we'll be able to make it up. Had a good day today. Went to yoga. Walked the line. Went to the chiropractor. And that girl gave me a haircut. She just cut my hair since the 1990s. She does a little great job. Anyhow, that was 5 days. Ran some bets and stuff like that. And I was on about 6 o'clock this morning. I'm always on at 6 in the morning and get the guys there. Anyway, anybody have a good evening? Maybe somebody was trying to see somebody else tomorrow. Back to you, Scott. W-A-C-T-M, W-D-A-W-Y-E. I'll be clear.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Well, glad to see you there, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for breakfast, or if not, we'll know you're working. So thanks a lot for your input, and we've got you on the list for AMSAT in 1970s, so that's what you're on the list for here. We'll see how you do. Drake, NADMH, please go ahead with yours and stand by, Gene.
Yeah, good evening, everybody, NADMH. My projects for the weekend were I set up a remote receiver for the my repeater, 14726. I was trying to make it a voting machine, and it was trying to do everything but that. I would set up the voter, and it would only ever let audio through from the local receiver, not the remote one. And I was about ready to throw every computer out the window at that time. I still haven't quite figured it out. It's going to be another weekend project. My my next thing on the list to fix is the computer I've got running the scanner system up at the hospital is currently dying. I have another one to put there. I just need to put it there. And I've been getting many emails. Many emails that it goes down. And then I have to reboot it, and then it lasts about maybe 6 hours, and then it dies again. It's got a, it's still got a spinning hard drive in it. It's an older machine, and it's begging to be retired, so whenever I get a chance to do that, I guess is when I'll do that. So other than that, not a whole lot else to report back to you there, Scott, and 8DMH.
Okay, thanks, Drake. Sounds like you're always up to your neck and alligators, as usual, and making things work that shouldn't normally work. So congratulations, and keep up the good work. It's always fun to hear what you're doing. Let's move on to Gene. KFADYU, please go ahead, and Mike, stand by in Royal Oak.
This is Gene, KFADYU, and thanks for hosting tonight, Scott. I'm back to getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning for work, so I'm going to shut this thing off real quick. And other than that, I will see whoever's there tomorrow night.
Poof, and with that, he was gone. Okay, Keith, well, sleep well, and you're running some amazing hours, so we wish you the best, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. I'll bring some toothpicks to help keep your eyelids open. Mike, WAVPC, please go ahead with your transmission.
Okay, WATCM in the net, WAVPC all the way down here in Royal Oak. Yeah, it's been in the 50s. The snow is melting. And I don't know if that's a good sign or not. I know that we probably expect another storm. Well, I heard you guys are up there going to get some weather coming up. I think it was winter storm watch or something like that up there, advisory. 1/4 inch of ice, yay. and snow up to 2 inches and winds up to 35 miles an hour. So, oh, we'll probably get storms like that down here eventually. I talked, I had to call Humana, my Medicare thing, and I got somebody from South Africa to do customer service. I was surprised. They're getting winter. I said, you can't get any further south. South Africa, that was pretty cool. Got a chance to chat with them, which is unusual. So, anyways, back to net control, W8UPC.
Okay, Mike, thanks for that information. Yeah, the weather here is going to be a little weird in the next couple of days, but nothing like we haven't seen before, so we just have to stand by and keep the snow, don't put your snow shovels away, right? So that's where that's going to go. Congratulations on your DX contact with South Africa. It's amazing when you can ever, if you get somebody on like that from another country that you can actually have a conversation with, and usually it's they're reading scripts. So congratulations on that. Sounds like a lot of fun and certainly meaningful. We reached the bottom of the short time list, and we'll move on now to EchoLink and All-Star. If you are on EchoLink and All-Star and wish to check into tonight's Monday Evening Social Hour net, please call W8DCM.
Kilo 8, Kodak November Zulu, Roger, in Silver City.
Okay, QMZ, have you? Next check-in for the Echo Link and All-Star. And hearing none, let's move on to general check-ins. All check-ins at this point. Short time All-Star, General Echo Link, General, anybody anywhere, please call now.
K-A-H-Y-E, thank you.
Yeah, you're leading us up in a nice way. Next general check-in.
This is Kevin, K-F-H-A-G-Y.
Kevin, you're on the list. Next check-in, please.
This is Christopher, Kilo Fox dot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Christopher, you are on the list, and welcome to the net this evening. Next general check-in, please.
This is Mark, Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Nice and clear, Mark. We got you. Next check-in.
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-Ray, Quebec.
Brad, you are on the list as well. Next general check-in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Please call WATCM.
Nicholas, Kilo, Delta 8, November Hotel.
Sounding great. Nicholas, you're in. And next general check-in, please.
K-E-H-G-O-Y.
With a much improved signal. Amity, you're on the list. Thank you. Next general check-in.
8-K-A-W-Q-K.
Please deposit 10 cents. Okay, got it. Thanks, Pete. You're on the list. Next general check-in, please.
Mike, KF8FDN.
I've got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Delta November. I believe that's right, Mike. Correct me if I'm wrong when I come back around to you. And next general check-in, please.
Kilo Echo 8, Zero Bravo Zero.
Anthony, you are in. Okay, let's call that the bottom of the list for the moment. We will come back and add additional check-ins. When I go through this list, it's getting pretty long, and I don't want to keep everybody awake. It doesn't need to, needs to get some sleep. Let's go up to Roger, K8QNZ. Please go ahead, Roger, and tell us what's happening.
Good evening, Scott. Good evening, everybody on the net this evening. This is Roger, K8QNZ. Echo linking in from Silver City, New Mexico. We've had beautiful weather the last 6 weeks that we've been down here. 60 and sunny, pretty much par for the course. Gets down about freezing at night. We've had one light snow here in town. Mountains need snow desperately. Everybody's worried about fire season and how much water they're going to have. We've got another 6 weeks down here before we head back to the farm in Arcadia, but I just wanted to check in and say hello to everybody. Get this. I'm using the Echo Link via the web browser. I didn't download the software, and it's quite easy. Anyway, I'll send it back to you, Scott. You got a long list.
5-0.
Hey, Roger. Thanks. Thanks for checking us in. Checking in from New Mexico. You you got the DX Contest Award this week, so thanks for checking in. And hopefully you have a better next 6 weeks, then I think we'll probably be still using the snow shovel. So good to hear you back, and look forward to seeing you when you're back in the country here. Let's go to Gene, K-A-H-Y-E. No, let's not go to Gene. That's General, A-L. And let's go to Edgar, K-A-H-Y-E. Edgar, please go ahead with your transmission, and Kevin, you'll be next.
Good evening to all on the net. WATCM, this is K-A-H-Y-E. This is, and I've been a ham since 79, and Oscar had been up sometime at that. Actually, there's more than one Oscar over the years. I think it was early 60s that they launched Oscar 1. But anyway, I want to tell the guy was setting up the voters. I don't know if he's using a noise floor voter. that if he's introduced any delay in his remote receiver, he'll never vote because he's slow. Had a lot of experience with noise floor voters over the years, so you can pull your hair out pretty easily dealing with those. Yeah, well, thanks for the net. This is KAHYE.
And Drew, thank you for that information. And Drake, I'm not sure if you're still listening in, but if you do, the chat with Edgar might give you some information. There's a lot of experience on voters, so maybe that'll work out. And thank you, Oscar. Or thank you, Edgar, for the information on Oscar. I have you down in the votes, early 60s, and Oscar won. And so we'll see how you do in that. For those of you who may have missed it in the beginning, that there's a topic for this evening, which is the in what year was the first amateur radio satellite placed in orbit, and which nation did it? That's kind of what we're keeping track of. In case you want to do that, we'll have the answer at the end of the show today. With that, let's go on to Kevin Kef 8AGY. Please go ahead, and Christopher, you'll be coming up next.
Hey, thanks for that, Scott. I appreciate it. I do not have an answer. I would only have to look it up on the internet, and I just don't think that's fair. Because some of you guys have been in the hobby for a while, and you may know the answers legitimately to those questions. Anyway, what's going on here is I just finished the article for the February Cherry Juice, and if you guys don't get to it right away, I'll let you know that if you are using digital remotes like FT8 with any kind of power and a 49-to-1 transformer, you're going to want to read that article. It's very revealing, and we've got the data to back up all the assertions in it. Break. And for the second part of that, we're going to have how we mitigated those issues and in a new design for a digital capable 125 watt capable 49-to-1, and we'll be talking about that in next month's Cherry Juice. Meanwhile, the research goes on for that and the new build. So with that, I will turn it back over to you, Scott. WATCM, this is KF8HEY.
Hey, Kevin, thank you very much, and thanks for that article. I did read it. First I read it, and then put it in the newsletter, and then I read it again. And it's better the second time around, because you really begin to get the picture of what's going on, and your photographs really illustrate what can happen when your thermal cycle gets a little higher than it should be. So thanks a lot for all of that, and thanks for all that you do. KF8, DMK, Christopher, please go ahead. Mark, you're coming up next.
Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher. Well, everyone is freaking out that we're going to have more snowstorms. I guess I'm kind of hoping we have another storm or two, and because I'm not quite ready to let go of winter. But it seems that it's a losing battle on my end, and they're going to let go of winter anyway. I've been gearing up to do maple syrup, setting up my new boilers. That's all I've got going on here on the farm. Back to you. This is Christopher, Kilo Fox Dot 8, Delta 19.
Awesome, Christopher. Thanks. And yeah, I'm with you. The skiing's too good to let it rip, go away, so hopefully it'll be good. We were skiing this last weekend, and it was just almost like spring day. It was just beautiful. Rarely there was a fireball visible in the sky. We don't know what it is, but it was really beautiful and cast shadows. My wife was riding up the lift with her, and she said, you know, I just love shadows. It's because you haven't seen any for 6 weeks. So anyway, I hope that's we have a little more snow, and I hope you get out there and get out and play in it. Mark, KCZAP, please go ahead with your transmission. Brad, coming up next.
Well, good evening, Scott, WATCM, and the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This is Mark, KCHVAP. And just to be brief, I don't remember anything about the satellites
for amateur radio, for except maybe Oscars were the earliest ones, and maybe early 1960s is all I remember. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is KCACAC.
Hey, Mark, nice to hear from you this evening. Thanks for checking in, and we have you on the list as Oscars in the 60s. Brad, please go ahead with your transmission, NHKXQ, and Nicholas, you will be next.
Good evening, Scott and Annette. This is NHKXQ. Not much going on here at my shack, but let me put in my guesstimate that the first SAM satellite was 1962. My other thought was 1964, but I think that's really too late. I think it was 1962 we had the first ham satellite up. So back to you. This is NHXQ.
Okay, we have you on record with your best guess. And thanks a lot, Brad, for checking in this evening. And we look forward to maybe seeing you tomorrow somewhere along the line in the morning or in the afternoon. And there's few things to talk about, we'll do it then. Nicholas, KDNH, go ahead with your transmission. Amity, coming up next.
Yes, good evening, Scott. WATCM from KD8NH here. I guess I heard Pete on the air before. He might have even checked in after. But bottom line is, I heard, if he's still listening, I heard him on the IRA earlier on my lunch break, checking into a net. That was just nice to hear another call sign that I know in the area when I was tuning into another area of amateur radio. Mike, KF8FDN, you got a great sound and signal tonight. It seems that station of yours keeps getting better each time you check into this net here. Scott, thanks again for taking the net this evening. Let's see here. We had a good contact on 5-2 earlier. That was a nice local contact. Reminded me that I wanted to share on the net for all of us hams not to forget about 5-2 and to try and send a simplex contact out at least once a day on the 5-2. It's something that I try and do, and I usually pick up somebody local, if not a news station. And it does keep that frequency alive, one that we use as amateur radio operators. Moving into a conversation quick about simplex net, last year, or maybe 2 years ago, it's in my log somewhere, we did a simplex net after one of these Monday night nets. I might want to try to encourage that again, that we maybe do something in the month of March. It gives us some time to plan for it. Maybe I'll show up to a club meeting and we can all talk about it together, or club people could talk about it. I think that was a good radio exercise for the area. Let's see, in my shack, I've been working on a long wire half-wave NFED antenna, but I do have my dipole set back up in my home shack here, and it's been working 40 meters very well. I've been able to contact Calgary, Canada yesterday. I did Costa Rica a couple nights before that. Good POTA hunting over the west coast in 40 meters. Clearing the eastern seaboard, you know, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, all those states down there. Normally hit them just fine. So amateur radio is doing well for me, and I hope it is for everybody else. I'm going to say 73, stop rag chewing here on this net, and turn it back to you, Scott.
Thanks, Nicholas, and it's never rag chewing when you've got meaningful information to share, so thanks a lot for that. And thanks for the great idea about doing a 2-meter simplex net after the mesh net. We did do that once or twice, and I think one time we even tried a 10-meter net after the mesh net. I think it'd be fun to try both of those just to see who's around. You never know. I mean, I remember us having some difficulty with some of the connections, but by and large, we tried it, and it was fun. So thanks for your information, and thanks for the comments on 5-2 Simplex, and the prodding us on to do a net. I think March is a good time for experimenting like that. That'd be fun. Amity, KEZOY, please go ahead, and Peter, you're up next.
Thank you, Scott. Amity, KEHDOY. Earlier today, I was on Garfield headed for Sutton Bay, so I could see across West Bay the storm that was over Leland on County. And it was rather interesting cloud formation the way it looked. And it was an actual thunderstorm. I didn't see any strikes, but you could see the clouds light up, flash up. So it was rather interesting to see. It wasn't raining until I got to the Tom's West Bay Market area, just a few drops. But as I got closer to Sutton Bay, there was a lot of slush on the ground because it was reported that hail was coming down from that storm. So it was rather interesting to see, and hopefully no trees or anything came down. It seemed to go through pretty quickly. KEHDOY, Amity. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, thank you, Amity. Thanks for checking in. And, yeah, that was an interesting cloud. You guys got the chance to see it. I did not. I could hear the thunder and lightning, or the thunder. I was waiting for it, and then all of a sudden it just started uproaring and downpoured a good chunk of rain for a few seconds, and then it was gone. So anyway, the more interesting news and more interesting weather to come. Okay, PK8WQK, you're on, and Mike, you'll be up next.
Well, thank you, Scott. Good evening, you and everybody else. Scott, amen to your wife's comments about being able to see shadows. And I took advantage of that the last couple of days here. It was actual sunshine yesterday. Got out for a bike ride, as in bicycle, and close enough today and did the same thing this afternoon. So I think that's going to be it for the week. Let's see. Kevin, you commented about hearing me on the IRA, and I do that sometimes. I sit down, have lunch, and listen to the rag chew going on there, and occasionally get in there. But there's times when that'll last 40 or 45 minutes, and there's times when it goes an hour and a half. So they can get quite a group going. I wanted to add also to Kevin's suggestion about 5-2. I think that's great. In fact, if we did it once a month and maybe alternated with 10 meters or something, sounds like a good time. Don't know, I can't give you any dates on satellites. I got licensed in 82, and my boss at the time was chasing the satellites. So all I know, it was pre-82. There you go. Look forward to breakfast in the morning with everybody. KWQK.
Okay, Pete, thanks very much for checking in with us, and thanks for the information. You beat me to the punch. I was thinking about going out on the bike, so we've talked. It's about time we could do that. The roads are dry, except for the few puddles near the near the edge, but you might see it out there, but you beat me to the punch, so hopefully we'll try to catch up with you in a little while. And once a month, 2-meter net sounds good. Alternating 2-meter and 10-meter, maybe that's a good one as well. Let's give it some try. It never hurts. You get no responses if you don't have the net, right? All right, Mike, KF8FNFDN, please go ahead with your transmission. Tony, you'll carry us over.
Yeah, thanks, John. As far as it goes, basically just checking in tonight. Been kind of a big week for me for ham radio. I passed my general back at the swap meet there, and everything kind of got through. I decided to apply for a vanity call, kind of waiting on approval on that, and kind of going through that process was pretty interesting. Got my G90 and have been experimenting, currently running like a 140-foot NFED, trying to see what I can pick up. I'm having some issues with RF getting into the shack right now when I do digital with FT8, but FT8's been pretty fun and interesting to play with. Made some pretty cool DXs with that so far, but yeah, other than that, the idea of the simplex net sounds super awesome. That would be super interesting to try out. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got for the evening, and yeah, back to net.
Okay, Mike, well, first of all, congratulations on passing your general. That's awesome. Congratulations. That's a lot of work, and I'm glad you're there. So I'm glad you're now having a ton of fun on HF. You can see how much wider and broader the amateur radio hobby is. And the G90 should do a lot well with you. Both Kevin and Tony both have the G90s, and they seem to swear by them. So you should have a lot of fun. And come to Project Night or come to more... breakfast and sit and chat with us. There's a bunch of people who have some good ideas and might be able to help you out with your RF overloads in your FT8 experience. But Anyway, you're always welcome. You're welcome to all the events that we have. Tony, KE8SBZ, please go ahead with your transmission, and we'll stand by for additional check-ins on the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This is WATCM.
Hello, this is Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Bravo Zulu. Good evening to everyone. Thank you for taking the net tonight, Scott. Wish I could tell you I had some important radio projects going on this week. I really haven't. Been busy with a couple of things. First of all, back to your question on the satellites. You know, my guess would be a total guess, and I would think that we would be first in the air as USA, and I'll guess 63 because nobody else has. But, you know, I thought about asking AI, but it wasn't born yet, so it's a bad place to look for some answers for sure. Looking forward to hearing any new hams that are out there, witnessed the weather event today. That was really interesting. And we did get a bit of a downpour out in the Alden area, Rapid City area, and some interesting cloud-to-cloud lightning, cloud-to-cloud, and lots of thunder to go along with it. Let's see if I had anything else there. I would like to shout out to Jeff in Alaska. I was hoping that we would hear him on the mesh tonight. Heard him a little bit earlier to find out what's going on in Alaska. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Scott, and back over to Net Control. This is KE8SBZ.
Okay, Tony, thanks a lot. Thanks for that information. And, have you down for USA and 1963. AI wasn't born yet. I'm going to have to work on that one, but you're right. Okay. So we've reached the bottom of the list for the current check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This is WATCM and the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. I'll stand by for additional check-ins. If you have not checked in to the night tonight and would like to do so, this is a perfectly good time to do that. Please call now. Okay, with no additional Nets check-in, let me give you the answer to the question. The Oscar 1 orbiting satellite carrying amateur radio was launched on December 12th, 1961. It was the first amateur radio satellite and the first non-governmental piggyback satellite. It was built by U.S.-based amateur radio operators, and it transmitted the letters HI in Morse code, which is also Morse code way of laughing, but it was HI Morse code for on the 2-meter band for 22 days, and then the satellite entered back into the U.S. So the answer was 1961, and the USA, of course, and U.S. amateur radio operators made it all happen, and from there we've gone to satellites keep bumping into each other. So with that, there being no further questions and no further check-ins, before we close the net, does anyone have any questions, comments, or inquiries? Okay, hearing none, good night. With us, we'll conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. This net will meet again here next Monday on the same repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge Net. This is WX1J. My name is Scott, and I'll be operating this evening as the net control station under club call sign WATCM. I'll now close the net, return the repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation and for your comments. Good evening to all. This is WATCM. I am clear. Go ahead. This is WX1J.
That's what I'm trying to call, WX1J. This is Tony KESBZ. Did you catch that bicycle event? I'm sure it wasn't in the Olympics, but I was sitting out at Kalkaska Hospital today, and on the big screen they had some type of a downhill bicycle event through the snow, through the passing whatever you call it, and it was multi-country. I think they're trying out for a new sport in the Olympics. Did you catch that?
I didn't, and there's some genres that just shouldn't be mixed, and I think bicycles on snow is one of them, but I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe that was Pete. I don't know. No, I've seen people try to do that using fat tire bikes, and it's, yeah, you know, I guess you could do just about anything. Slurping noodles with a fork could be an Olympic event if you put your mind to it, I guess. Anyway, I didn't see it, so I'll have to keep an eye out for it.
Okay, thanks, Scott. I didn't know what they called it or whatever. The announcer was trying to make it sound very entertaining, and I watched from sometime during full daylight until they were going downhill with the lights on the ski hills, and it looked a little bit boring to me. There wasn't a lot of pizzazz to it, and outside of it being, I don't know, it was awkward. With that, I'll just tell you to have a good evening over there, Scott, and thanks again. Nice to hear you on the air tonight. We'll be going on to fun tomorrow. Are you making it to breakfast? And with that, with your final, I will be clear. This is KE8SDZ.
Okay, Tony. Yeah. No, I don't know. It's we'll see. I'll probably, now that you mentioned it, I'll go hunt it up, and I'm sure we'll see something. But it sounds interesting. Yes, I will be at breakfast tomorrow morning, and I will see you there. So with that, good evening, and we'll chat with you later. KE8SBZ, WX1J.
WX1J and 8GXQ.
Hi, Brett. Go ahead.
Just calling to confirm that I'll be at breakfast tomorrow morning also.
Okay, great. We should, I don't know, we should try to go ahead and get our orders in early, maybe write them down and send them in the night before, but no, it'll be fun. So we'll see you there for sure. No additional news.
Thanks, Scott. NHJXQ clear.
NHJXQ, WX1J. WX1J, QRT.
Delta 8 November Hotel.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm over here on 40 miles or 40 meters in the headphones, catching a conversation on 7.253. That's where we're at. Anyway, I had a couple contacts with Virginia. That was pretty cool, in Ohio. Let's see, that happened after the net, and that was a good time. Then I decided to hang out on the radio for a second. I had my radio on. I didn't catch all your call sign there. Name here is Nicholas. One more time, go ahead. Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel.
Yep, call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Tango Echo. Name is Josh. New to it, this is, I've had my license for a few weeks, but I just got my radio set up yesterday, so I'm still my Radio Shack, playing with all my stuff, wires strung everywhere, trying to get this figured out so I can get one put in my truck as well.
Right on, Josh. Well, congratulations to you in the hobby there. I've been operating for about 12 years. Picked up my extra license about 2 years back, and that was really only so I could help with the club and testing and stuff, because that's always been my plan since I was a young guy. Anyway, let's see here. I got a nice little HF station here, but my 2-meter station is also really nice for the local area. Let's see here. Are you up in Boyne Falls right now, QSL?
Yep, and this has been a real adventure for me because I've been using GMRS, but I'm only at, I want to say it's like 700, 710 feet. So as anybody that's done any radio anything knows, especially with GMRS, if you don't have elevation, you probably aren't going to get a whole lot. And I've put a tower up that I got last year, got everything dialed in, antenna-wise, about as far as you can go with GMRS, got bored. And it was time to do the ham, and my buddy, he's been into it for a while, and I mean, I just have this antenna on the top of my roof, and I'm reaching farther and wider than I ever dreamt of, you know, coming from GMRS, so this is a huge leap.
Yeah, because your radio sounds great into the repeater for the distance that you're pushing. Let's see, I'm on a low power right now because I'm right in the town of Traverse City. But you should give me a power report after this next transmission. That's really cool that you got the background in radio already, because there's no use of being shy on the mic right away, and it sounds like you're already past a lot of that. You got some lingo going on. And I'm going to log you in the contacts on QRZ as a 2-meter repeater contact. I don't normally log my repeater contacts on QRZ, but there's a few of them on special occasions like this one where it's your first couple contacts where I would like to put this in the contact log here. So that'll be nice to have just as a QRZ note in your ham radio log also. I see you got a QRZ up. That's how I knew where you were at. Feel free to check out mine. I got some cool pictures of my hobbies and stuff up there, and one of the shack, some of the radios I use there. Anyway, I'll let you get back to another transmission, QSL.
Well, it was good to hear other people out this late at night, because usually the guys I talk to, they're probably in bed already. So, yeah, this is not really an addiction, but I'm enjoying it so far, and I'm going to keep pursuing it as far as I can, and hopefully eventually move up to the general, and not sure if I'll go beyond that, but I, you know, if I get bored, probably. So, yep, I'm going to keep playing here and getting stuff set up for my truck radio and go to bed sometime tonight, maybe. KF8, FTE.
Yeah. Sounds good there, Josh. KF8 FTE 73, see ya. We'll definitely be in contact, and hopefully see you at a club meeting, or I'm going to definitely be at the Cadillac swap sometime, and I think that's in May. If you haven't been to one of those yet, that's definitely worth bumping shoulders and just going and checking it out, having a cup of coffee. Anyway, I'm sure I'll catch you later on down the log, if not hear you on the net or so. I'll let this be my final transmission here. And let's see, I didn't say 73 or so. Okay, yeah, Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel.
KD8NH, this is KF8FDN.
Hey, Mike, what's up, KD8NH?
Just curious if you could give me a little signal feedback here. I added a counterplate to my HD, and I wanted to see if it improved signal.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it sounds wonderful. It's definitely better than your HD has ever sounded in your location.
Awesome. Glad to confirm that that actually worked as well as I thought it would. All I did was add a 1 foot piece of wire as a counterpoise, and it, apparently made the signal better.
So when you say counterpoise, what is that like? Did you just like wrap it around the base of the antenna, or how'd you hook it up?
Yeah, so I added basically like a little terminal to the end of the wire, and then I slid that underneath the antenna as attached it to the HD. So it's in there pretty good. It's tight, but it's just a 1 foot piece of wire, nothing special.
Oh, sweet idea, dude. Sweet idea. I don't know if you saw that somewhere else or anything first, but that's it. I've got three HTs sitting on the floor ready to charge batteries on, and I was already thinking, like, hey, man, I'm going to start testing some of these radios in the next couple days, and that's something just to play around with. It's great, great idea. Why not, right?
Yeah, I figure, it kind of turns it into a dipole, essentially, so realistically there's nothing really to lose from doing it, so I figured it was worth a try. I'm glad to hear it actually works, though. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good radio check there, bud. Let's see here. There's something else I was going to... Oh, yeah. No, when I texted you, we'll save that for another day. let's see here. Anything else to share on this contact? I'm just riding on, 7.193, trying to fish out another contact on 40 here, KD8NH.
Nope, that was it for this contact. I just ran upstairs like a big dork once I remembered I had the counterpoise on here. I was like, oh, I got to test this. So I definitely ran up and checked it out to see if it would work, and hey, glad I did. I'll hit the 7.3s here, and we'll see if we can find each other on HF there. You have a good one. KF8FTS.
KD8NH.